The tradition now is to meditate on the shofar itself and its sound, which is the sound of revelation. When God speaks, a channel for God's voice is opened by the shofar. That blast opens the channel. The blast isn't God's word, but it opens space for God's word. You hear the word beyond the blast. The Torah proclaims, as the third day dawned at Sinai, there was thunder and lightning, a dense cloud over the mountain, and a loud blast of the shofar. The people trembled. The psalmist affirms, God stands revealed amid acclamation, the Lord amid the sound of the shofar. The prophet declares, all who dwell on earth, who inhabit the world, when a banner is raised, take note. And when the shofar is sounded, take heed. As it is written, the Eternal will appear. God's arrow will flash like lightning. The Eternal God will cause the shofar to be sounded and stride forth with the storm winds of the south. Thus, O God, will you shield your people with peace. Please rise.
Tekiya. Shavuim Tehua. Tekiya. Tekiya. Shavuim. Tekiya. Tekiya gadola.
Atenu hierav lefanecha erav anisa. Reshet sefatenu hierav lefanecha erav anisa. Mevinu mazin mabit umakshev kol kol tekiya tekiya teinu. Utkabe barachmim barachmim uvratzon seder shofroyuteinu.
Together on page 148, today is the world conceived. Today all humanity is judged. May the words on our lips be pleasing, O exalted God, who hearkens to the tekiya we sound today. O accept with favor the order of our shofarot, the praise of your ancient sounds, and the hope for those you will sound at the dawn of the age to come.
Yehallelu et Shem Adonai ki niskav Shemo levado Hodo ha'eretz v'shamayim Vayarem keren le'amo Tehillah l'chol chasidav Levanei Israel am karovo. Halleluja, halleluja. Ki lecha ktav natati lachem Torati alta azovu, et skayim hi la mahazikim ba vechto mecheya meusha deracheya tarhen noam vecho tivoteya shalom hashivinu Adonai Elecha v'nashuva Hadesh Hadesh Yameinu Hadesh Yameinu Kekedem.
Please remain standing for the Hallelu, which is on page 150.
Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol, l'tzeit genula l'yotzer bereshit, sh'lo asanu k'gei haratzot, v'lo samanu k'mishpechot hadama, Lo samchakenu kahem vegoralenu kachol hamonam v'nachnu korim u'mishtachavim u'modim lifnei melech malchei hamlachim hakadosh baruch hu v'neimar v'hayaronai lemelech al ha'aretz b'yom ha'u b'yom ha'u yiheye Adonai echad u'shemo 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 echad.
There's someone you're thinking of who has passed on, or if there's someone whose yard site you are honoring right now, please mention the name if you feel like it.
My sister Judith.
My father, Gary Jacobson. My mother, Leah Jacobson. My cousin, Leah Jacobson.
Dr. Stewart, Joel Abrams, Ellen Doss, Susan Herman, David Holmes, Jeff Joel, Stephen Capolo, Hilary Leberfeld, Jen Levinson, Sally Mortensen, David Turkier, Larry Reeser, Scott Stachel. Page 151. Yitkada v'yitkada shmei rabba v'yama divra chirute v'yamlich malchute v'chayechon v'yamechon v'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael b'agalah v'zman chariv v'imru amen. Yehe shmei rabba mevarach le'alam umei almaya. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnaseh Vitada, Vitale, Vitalal, Shame, de Kurisha, Brihu. Leela, Leela, Min ko birchata, Vashirata, Tushbachata, Vanechemata, Damiran, Milma, Mimru, Amen. Yehe, Shlama, Rabba, Minshamaya, Vachayim, Aleinu, Viakol Israel, Emeru, Amen. Ose Shalom, Bimromav, Hu Yase Shalom, Aleinu, Viakol Israel, Emeru, Amen.
O Osei shalom bimroma. Uyase shalom aleinu. Ve'ako Yisrael. Ve'imru. Ve'imru amen. Osei shalom bimroma. Uyase shalom aleinu. Ve'avo Yisrael, ve'imru, v'imru, amen. Yaseh shalom, shalom aleinu, ve'al ko Yisrael. Yaseh shalom, shalom aleinu, ve'al ko Yisrael. Yaseh shalom, shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. Yaseh shalom, shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. Yaseh shalom, shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael.
Please be seated. Now some words from our president.
Morning, everyone. On behalf of the Jackson Hole Jewish Community Board of Directors, I want to express our wishes for a healthy and happy and fulfilling year for all of you and your families. I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge and thank some folks. I want to thank, of course, Carl Levinson for his wonderful leadership and thoughtful commentary. He always seems to come up with new insights to challenge us to think more deeply about our beliefs and Jewish traditions and what these holidays are all about. And I would like to thank our Hazan, Judd Grossman, for beautifully filling our hearts and minds with the ancient songs of our people, stirring in us the spirit of these holy days. And most of all, deep gratitude and thanks to our executive director, Mary Grossman, whose whirlwind energy makes these high holiday services happen. As you know from experiencing high holiday services in large synagogues in cities where you may have come from, there was always some controversy surrounding high holiday tickets and seating. You may be surprised to learn that despite our size, we too have had our high holiday rodeos right here in Jackson, seating rodeos. Because of this, the board had decided, and I think they were Meshuggah, I voted against this, but they decided to introduce a form for folks to fill out that it hopes will satisfy everyone when it comes to seating arrangements. Now, we didn't get this out in time for Rosh Hashanah, but we want to try it on a trial basis, mind you, for Yom Kippur. If you will just bear with me for a minute, I'd like to go over this form with you so there won't be any questions when you fill it out and hand it in. So here it is. Here's the form. In order to place you in a seat that will best suit you, please fill out the following form and return it by next Wednesday, October 1st, to the Jewish Community Office. 1, I would prefer to sit in the talking section or non-talking section. 2, if talking section, which category do you prefer? Please indicate in the order of interest. Stock market, sports, medicine, general gossip, specific gossip, please only choose one. the rabbi and his wife, the hazan and his wife, what others are wearing and why they look awful, your neighbors, your relatives, and your neighbor's relatives. Question three, which of the following would you like to be near for free, for free professional advice? A doctor, dentist, psychiatrist, podiatrist, lawyer, criminal or civil, architect, plumber, or golf pro? This one is a little tentative because we're having a hard time finding a Jewish golf pro. Number four, I want a seat located, and here again, indicate in order of priority, on the aisle, near the exit, near the window, near my in-laws, as far away from my in-laws as possible, as far away from my ex-in-laws as possible, near the bima where the rabbi will notice I came to services, where no one on the bima can see or hear me talking during services, where no one will notice me sleeping during services, and where I can sleep during the rabbi's sermon. And last question, number five, please do not place me anywhere near the following people. There's a limit of six. And if you feel it is necessary to go beyond the six people limit, perhaps you should consider moving to another congregation. This form will be out there on the table as you leave at the end of this morning's service, right next to Carl's latest book, Late Night Conversations with Aristotle. This is the first book in a trilogy and can be purchased for $19.99 or $16.99 if you are a Jackson Hole Jewish community member. Carl wants you to know he has autographed all the copies. Many of you in the sanctuary this morning know the history of the Jackson Hole Jewish community, but many of you may not grasp the significance of its beginnings. I'd like to give you just a snapshot of it, if I may. Folklore has it that the current Jackson Hole Jewish community had its seed planted in Dr. Brent Blue's living room at annual Hanukkah parties hosted in the late 70s. Depending on who you talk to, it was either that the brisket kept running out too soon because of all the people that started to come, or the threat of his house burning down from all the lit menorahs that people brought, that the party had to move to a different venue. Also during this time, if you wanted to formally observe the high holidays, Jackson Jews would travel to the nearest synagogue located in Pocatello, Idaho. That's Carl's home temple. Some 3 hours drive from here where they held services. They'd stay at one of the motels along the interstate so they could attend evening and then morning services before heading home, only to repeat the process the following week for Yom Kippur. Then several local yokels, some of which are sitting here today, got the idea that there were enough Jews here in the valley to form their own congregation. And so the Havarim was born. It started out with Sabbath services by the river or at someone's house in the winter, conducted by whoever seemed to remember their Hebrew school education best. It was usually a joint effort. Then as the number of Jews started to grow in Jackson Hole, the Havarim started to morph into what has become today the Jackson Hole Jewish community. A full-fledged congregation with bylaws, a board of directors, and an annual budget. Today we offer regular Sabbath services, observe religious holidays, support a Hebrew school and a summer day camp. We train B'nai Mitzvah students, and we sponsor Jewish and community cultural events, provide community outreach, and perform acts of tzedakah. I tell you all this to illustrate that we are a grassroots organization. We started out this way and It continues that way. We do not have an umbrella organization somewhere else to support us. Everything we do and however we fashion the Jackson Hole Jewish community, we do it locally, of course, with 5,000 years of tradition to help us. We have put this all together out of a desire to celebrate our Jewish heritage for ourselves, our children, and hopefully for those that come after us. The board never forgets the roots of this congregation and always encourages its members to ask questions, offer suggestions, and give constructive criticism. After all, the organization was formed out of a small group of people and here in the valley, and that's the way we want to continue, where everyone is involved and everyone has a say in what goes on. The board has every few years published a survey to the membership to check in to see if things were on track or if we needed to change directions. This fall, as a matter of fact, they will be putting out another survey to check in again. Let me finish by giving you just one reason why I feel blessed to be a member of this congregation. Several years ago, one of our cherished members, Larry Reeser, may he rest in peace, was so inspired by his long affiliation with the Jewish community here in Jackson Hole that he decided to become a bar mitzvah. He worked diligently with Judd and Josh to learn his portion of the Torah. It was with their love and patience that he finally mastered it. And it was with his own faith, courage, and determination that made him feel comfortable enough to stand before Adonai and his community, not as a 13-year-old, but at 82 years of age. The fact that he felt empowered to do what he did might have been through the support and encouragement of the entire congregation speaks volumes and is one reason why I'm proud to be a member of this congregation. So I thank all of you for being who you are and for all your efforts in order to maintain a vibrant Jewish presence here deep in the heart of the Rockies by sustaining the Jackson Hole Jewish community. Now, a few quick announcements. We're going to have a potluck lunch here in the fellowship hall just next door here after the service. All are welcome. We'll say Kiddush, right? Yeah, we'll have Kiddush. So if maybe save your conversations for after Kiddush, and we'll go in and eat. There's some grocery bags outside in the lobby here for our annual food drive. If you're so inclined, please fill them up and bring them back on Yom Kippur. And there will be a second day Rosh Hashanah service tomorrow morning. It won't be here in the sanctuary here at St. John's. It will be at our Jewish Community Center, which is located on Scott Lane. If you're not sure where that is, just ask somebody in the congregation for directions. L'shana tova. Thank you.
Ink Eloheinu is on page 154.
Ink Eloheinu, Ein Kadoneinu, Ein Kamalkeinu, Ein Kamoshienu, Mi Eloheinu, Mi Kadoneinu, Mi Kamalkeinu, Mi Kamoshienu, No del Eloheinu, No del Adoneinu, No del Malkeinu, no del Moshienu, Baruch Eloheinu, Baruch Adoneinu, Baruch Malkeinu, Baruch Moshienu, Atahu Eloheinu, Atahu Adoneinu, Atahu Malkeinu, Atahu Moshienu.
Shana Tova. Please join us in the fellowship hall, and we'll do a quick Kiddush and a Motzi, and then our religious duties will be done for the day.